Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. on Tuesday announced it has charged the leader of Hamas and other militants in connection with last year's massacre in Israel, AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
The Justice Department announced criminal charges against Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar and other senior militants in connection with the October 7, 2023 rampage in Israel. The charges mark the first effort by American law enforcement to formally call out the masterminds of the attack. The criminal complaint filed in federal court in New York City includes charges of conspiracy to murder U.S. nationals. It also accuses Iran and Lebanon's Hezbollah of providing financial support and weapons that were used in the attack. The impact of the case may be mostly symbolic, given that Sinwar is believed to be in hiding, and at least two of the other defendants are thought to have been killed. I'm Norman Hall.
The White House says it is developing a new ceasefire and hostage deal proposal with its Egyptian and Qatari counterparts to try to bring about an agreement between Israel and Hamas to end the nearly 11-month war in Gaza. National Security Spokesman John Kirby said on Tuesday the executions of six hostages, including one American by Hamas, is impacting the talks.
And the killing over the weekend just underscores the sense of urgency that we have to have. In order to get it to closure.
Kirby declined to address widespread protests inside Israel, calling on Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to reach an agreement, saying, quote, "I'll let the Israeli people speak for themselves." Salvagers have abandoned an initial effort to tow away a burning oil tanker in the Red Sea targeted by Yemen's Houthi rebels, according to a European Union naval mission on Tuesday. It leaves the ship stranded and its 1 million barrels of oil at risk of spilling. This is VOA News. At least 51 people were killed in Ukraine and more than 230 wounded on Tuesday when Russia struck a military institute, Ukraine's president said, the war's deadliest single attack so far this year. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan has more.
Two ballistic missiles struck the central city of Poltava on Tuesday, hitting a hospital, an educational institution, and damaging the Military Institute of Communications building, according to President Volodymyr Zelensky. In a video, he said people found themselves under the rubble of the Institute of Communications building. Many were saved, but dozens have been killed, and over 200 others were injured in the attack. Zelensky ordered a full investigation.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. Russian President Vladimir Putin received a red carpet welcome to Mongolia as the country ignored calls to arrest him on an international warrant for alleged war crimes stemming from Moscow's invasion of Ukraine. His visit on Tuesday was Putin's first to a member country of the International Criminal Court since it issued the warrant in March 2023. Ukraine has called on Mongolia to hand Putin over to the court, and the European Union had expressed concern that the country might not execute the warrant. The international court has accused Putin of being responsible for the abductions of children from Ukraine. A former aide to New York's governor has been charged with being an agent of the Chinese government. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Federal prosecutors say Linda Sun was arrested Tuesday with her husband, Chris Hugh, at their $3.5 million home. Sun rose through the ranks of New York government, first working under Governor Andrew Cuomo, then Hochul, both Democrats. Prosecutors say Sun blocked Taiwan government representatives from access to high-level officials in New York at the request of China, altered state governmental messaging on issues related to the Chinese government, and attempted to facilitate a trip to China for a high-level politician. Her husband, Hugh, is charged with money laundering, conspiracy to commit bank fraud, and misuse of means of identification. Julie Walker, New York.
Pope Francis has arrived in Indonesia to start the longest trip of his pontificate in a country with the world's largest Muslim population. Francis planned to take a rest day after arriving on Tuesday in Jakarta. The highlight of the first leg of Francis's trip will be his participation on Thursday in an interfaith meeting in a mosque which sits across the square from Jakarta's main Catholic cathedral. The 11-day voyage will also take him to Papua New Guinea, East Timor, and Singapore. I'm Joe Ramsey.